and Sting. Red Light, 5 Drive on 5. And 3:15, Friday afternoon. Time for some new music. And for this one, we connect to Stellies down in Cape Town, both the two Nicks on the show's old stomping ground, Stellenbosch University. I want to introduce you to the Saxby twins, Kyle and Wade Saxby. They are a new neo-dance pop act who have been blowing up on TikTok. They've signed with a major record label, and their new single is set to be released only at the end of this month. You would have already heard the TikTok version, but it's been given a total revamp. It's called I Think I'm Falling For You. And the guys are on the line. Hey, Kyle, Wade, what's going on, dudes?
What's up, Nick and Nick, and to the 5FM team? It's awesome to be on you. Yo, what's up, Nick? Awesome to be on
you. Good to have you guys, man. Also, by the way, thank you so much. I was chatting to Kyle on WhatsApp just ahead of the interview. They've got load shedding down that side in Stelly, so the two twins very kindly went and drove somewhere that there's better signal. I appreciate that. What have you done? Are you up at the top of Hell's Work there?
We actually took a job to Somerset Moor, and just in case, because when load shedding strikes in Stellenbosch, you absolutely have no signal. So, yeah, I had to make a bit of a contingency plan and come all the way to Somerset Moor.
Good. I'm glad, man. This is huge. First time on 5FM. I've got so many questions that I want to ask you. Kyle, I'll start off with you. You guys are in a digs in Stellies, a digs that I went to go visit about a month ago. And I wondered, as Joburg boys, what slang have you brought to the digs? And more importantly, is it catching on?
That's a really good question, I'm not going to lie. We've brought a lot of slang from Joburg, I'd say. We get continuously a lot of puzzled looks from our big mates, and even our friends in general within Stellenbosch. They just completely don't understand the Joburg slang in general. It's very much a puzzled look we get whenever we bring it on, and they don't get the vibe, put it that way.
what's a word that you've tried to get them to use, like a word for cool or something like that?
I would say it's pretty much, it's a slang word like Aero, which means like, oh my word, and stuff like that, which there's quite a few. I don't know if like a few of them are for radio purposes.
No, rather radio, don't, but guys. That's your first time on fire. don't screw that up. Nick laughed at that. Have you heard that word before?
Aero, yeah. No, I mean, I was a Joburg boy going to Stellies as well. So you know the vibes.
definitely.
Wade, I'm keen to know, man. So you guys have blown up on TikTok. There's a massive dance challenge for the track Falling For You. That's all over the place. I mean, when did that sort of happen for you guys? When did you first start gaining some real traction on the app?
Yeah, so we basically decided to give TikTok a go about 2 months ago. And yeah, we originally looked at it and were like, oh, it's a bit cringe. And you know how general people look at it. And we decided to give it a go. And since then, 2 months down the line, we picked up a really, really good following. And our song Falling For You has taken off with a very, very cool dance trend done throughout the country. And yeah, ever since we look back and you're like, whoa, why didn't we start this earlier? And yeah, just the amount of traction and following that we gained from the app and the amount of the audience that we picked up it's been incredible, really.
And didn't you guys also smash a Spotify chart the other day? When we met, you said you were trying to get to number one. I think you did eventually get there. What chart was that for?
Yes, so we made the top 50 viral and we climbed our way up to number one within the country, which is really awesome to see on Spotify. And I think that's mainly to give great credit to everyone on TikTok in general and just like in general over the last 2 months, the momentum that the song's been gaining and all. So yeah, basically what that playlist is that it represents the top 50 most viral songs in the country. And yeah, we reached number one being the most viral song in the country on Spotify.
It's incredible, man.
Yeah.
Incredible. Kyle and Wade, they're the Saxby twins. They living in a digs in Stellies. They've got a song that's gone viral. They've just signed a major record deal. What we're going to do now is I'm going to fire out some questions. Myself and Archibald have had a thought about things that were massive when we were in Stellies. We want to see if it's still the case.
Let's do it.
let's fire this off. Either the two of you can answer. The first thing is there a 24-hour garage on the corner of Merriman and Bird Street where you can go to get the best ciabattas in South Africa?
Yes, there is. 100%. Caltex, it's called. And yeah, you can't go wrong after a night out if you're hungry. Just in general, if you want a snack, you can head through to Caltex and the chia butters and tramezzinis slap. They literally are like the portions and the size in general, and it's really good value for money, and they're the best.
My go-to is bacon avocado. Is that the best one?
Oh, yeah, that's good. And barbecue chicken. You can even spice it up, yeah, with some chicken.
Depending on how late in the night it is, right?
Exactly. And you know, everyone after a night out always has a very big appetite. So yeah, that place pumps at night time after a good night out.
All right, so the next one is, it's a Wednesday night, still clean Saturday, okay? It's 4:30, you're in the middle of your final lecture of the day. What is the first place you're going to?
Well, I think it's changed since you were last year, but there's a place called Fool's Gold, which honestly has like one of the coolest vibes within Stellenbosch. Otherwise, you always have a good jaw down at Dilapa, which is a club.
Yes.
Or alternatively, there's constantly dig jaws happening around Stellenbosch where students basically host parties at their houses. And yeah, a whole bunch of people literally flock through there. And honestly, yeah, you have a really, really good time.
Guys, before we get into playing the single for the first time anywhere that it is going to be available before it comes out at the end of the month, talk to me about getting signed and also how this all happened. So you guys had made the track and then you got a record deal and they said, let's do a major release. Like, let's make this something epic and let's get it ready to get out.
Yeah, so the song basically started popping off on TikTok and we received the DM from Nick Berger, obviously from Universal Music, and we were like, whoa, what? And he asked us if we were signed. And at the time we weren't signed, we were independent artists. And then, yeah, ever since then, it took about a month or so ongoing chats and so on, and we came to an agreement and signed. And, yeah, ever since, it's been an amazing experience, an awesome, awesome team, the UMG family. And, yeah, we've honestly enjoyed every single minute of it. And, yeah, like going forward and stuff, we've honestly got so many projects and ideas lined up, which we just absolutely can't wait to release, especially the single, I Think I'm Falling For You, which is dropping a little bit later this month on the 25th of March. We have so much planned for it, and we literally just can't wait to release it to the public.
They're the Saxby twins, Kyle and Wade, Joburg boys, living in Stellenbosch University. The single comes out on the 25th. It's called I Think I'm Falling For You. Boys, are you ready to have your song played on 5FM for the first time?
Let's go, yeah.
Go.
Can't wait.
Here it is. Thanks, man. Look after yourselves. We'll be in touch again really soon.
Thanks.